You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey, it's a Cooligan's Best Of episode.
That's right, baby. We're the best.
We are the best, okay? Not forget DJ Khaled.
Yeah, no. Well, another one right here.
Okay, so look, Cooligan's Best Of episode. So all this and more today on the Cooligans! We're here. Best of intro. We're excited about today. I hope you're enjoying yourself, your holiday, whatever.
Enjoying yourself.
I hope you. That's it.
I hope you exploring yourself and enjoying it.
Yeah, that's it. Those two, they go well hand in hand.
Hey, or other things.
But today. We have a bunch of fun moments from the show.
That's right.
But the first one that we got to start with is one about a legend, Diego Maradona. Right.
Papa.
I think we realize he's legendary for more reasons than just soccer.
Yeah, that's right. So we put the pieces together. Check it out.
It all makes sense.
Did you see the Diego Maradona documentary yet? I think you just told me you did, right?
I did. Okay. I did see it.
You watched the whole thing?
I watched the entire thing.
What were your thoughts? Because I thought it was incredible. I know it's been out for a few weeks now, but...
It was very good. I wasn't a huge fan of the style of it, which is basically a story being told over B-roll and like kind of interviews that like old interviews, and it must have been an incredibly difficult thing to put together, like archiving, getting all this footage and all this other stuff. Very, very difficult. But
I loved it. I love the look of it. I love the pace of it. I love the feel of it. I think more of these should be done. I thought this was absolutely perfect. I think it would have been sort of disrupted a little bit if you would have just had like interviews and had him on today. It would have been too much comparing back and forth. It was nice to sort of almost following him along just through like news clippings, you know?
Sure. So the only issue I had with it was definitely engaging, but it felt a little slow at times.
Yeah, I like that though. Did you see the last clip where he finally like admits that it's his son?
Yeah, that's pretty great. I mean, it's just like after the whole thing, you just realize this dude is just like a deadbeat dad, right? Like that's like the frustrating part.
But no, he admitted to being like he still is a dad,
which is
a step forward.
Better
for
than
me.
Most. Yeah. It's better than most for them to finally have the closure to be like, hey, I am a Debbie dad. Right. You know what I mean?
Well, it turns out it wasn't just that man.
Okay, there's going to be a sequel to the Debbie dad.
A couple of them. There's as many chapters in this story as there is to Trapped in the Closet, if you remember. Turns out now a 23-year-old Argentinian woman had just come out and said that that's her father. And they're going through all the tests now to prove it. But she makes the 11th child.
So... how many children does Diego Maradona have that he claims? Do we know how many?
I don't. That are with his now ex-wife.
Okay.
There's also something in this article that says he had a baby with Sergio Aguero's ex-wife, which I don't think that's true.
No,
I think his child.
His daughter. Okay, so we've got our producer says he's recognized 5 children, which is beautiful.
It feels like we work for more.
Because this is Diego Maradona was the Antonio Cromartie before Antonio Cromartie. Right?
It's Antonio Cromartie's favorite soccer player right here, Diego Maradona.
Okay, clearly footballers have a lot in common, right?
Doesn't matter, different sport. Similar CTE.
And the C stands for cocaine. But this kind of behavior is just absurd. But when you watch the documentary, you understand, and it really, honestly, the documentarians must have had to like
do a little cocaine just to get the feeling. You know what I mean?
No, they must have had to. They must have gone through some footage and data and found stuff out. But we're like,
you can't put that in.
Well, we can't put it in. We're not sure.
This wasn't enough time to talk about these 10 other children.
We don't have 14 other documentaries to make with the HBO doesn't have that large a budget.
Right. That's the new Game of Thrones.
But it's
the Game of Cribs.
It's just. But the Sergio Aguero's wife is
his daughter.
Is Diego Maradona's daughter.
Okay.
One of them that he claimed. named.
One of like the obvious. Like, no, I was there when it was born.
Oh, you married Sergio Aguero? Yeah, you're my daughter.
Yeah, oh, you're my daughter now. You know what? He's my son. But now that he's got 11, everyone, the joke is now he could start his own. He could field his own soccer team.
Yes.
Here's what little hidden detail in this article. Did you know, supposedly, allegedly, three of these children are in Cuba?
Okay.
Which I didn't even get to do this because Cuba lost 7-0. I should have. Cuba. But Diego Maradona birthed three children. Can one of them play soccer? It's. Cuba.
Okay. Now, yo, there's a silver lining here,
right?
To disowning your children.
Yes. Look, I'm Cuban and I was disowned by my father.
There's a possibility.
It's Diego Maradona.
We've confirmed it.
Yeah. Learn it here first.
Dad, bring the blow. Yeah. We have a glass table right here.
This is why we got it. Could you imagine being reunited with my papa?
Oh, my God. Having an Argentinian accent all of a sudden.
Yeah, get easy. It's blue.
This is, I mean, quite an astounding discovery that we...
What if this is what this whole podcast was about?
But this all sort of... the dots are kind of coming together, the connecting. There's a strong possibility.
Alexis, you're Cuban. What's your connection to soccer? I honestly don't know. It feels like hereditary. I'm drawn to it.
Did your mom travel to Napoli at any time in the last...
I feel like he went to Cuba, if we're going to be honest. You know what I mean? Go right to the source.
For the sake of of families and children that don't know their father, right. I hope this is not true. I hope it's.
Oh no, I hope it is true because there's got to be three kids who don't know their dad is in Cuba, and now they're like, wait a minute.
I mean, you can't throw a baseball 5 feet without hitting three kids that don't know who their father is.
You know, there's three kids out there with no dads. There's three kids out there with no dads who can kick a curve. Ball. And they're like, there's just something odd about this child.
I don't know how Cuban he or she is.
I mean,
exactly.
You know.
You gotta love Hispanic Heritage Month. It's really
ending it on a real,
a beautiful time
on a twist. It M. Night Shyamalan twist. I'm Alexis Maradona Jr. I threw the Jr. on there.
They were Cuban the whole time, throughout the entire. The entire film, they were Cuban.
That's the whole twist.
Unbelievable.
Do we take anything seriously?
I just want people to know that when we start these segments, we do not know where they will end.
This was not planned at all. We did not plan to solve the greatest crime in history.
This should be the next...
Diego Code?
This is the new plot to National Treasure.
Nick Cage is going to go get my DNA tests. Call me dad.
Well, all right, we figured it out. I mean, it's been a long journey.
Yeah, it's about damn time.
So we're glad we sorted all that out.
Yeah.
Because it was really weighing on Alexis for a long time.
It's bothered me forever, but I'm glad I know now.
So, we'll be back. And we have another fun clip about a soccer player that loves donuts.
That's right. I was shocked when I found out.
All right, so we'll be back with more after this. Did it again.
That's it. We still do it. We've been doing it. We're going to keep doing it. And we're still doing it.
Yeah, that's right. So that was, that first clip was a best of, and now this is a bester of.
That's
it's
right.
Just climbing up.
Wait till we get to the bestest.
So next up, we were joined recently by Antsi Agoli of the New York Cosmos.
That's right.
And also for the Albanian national team.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
We wanted
Karabag legend.
Karabag. We were like, well, let's talk about Champions League. Let's talk about, Euros.
How about you're beloved in your nation? But he was like, yo, let's talk about donuts.
Donuts. All right. That's what I'm here for.
I love donuts. And I was like, no, you don't. And then he made fun of me. Check it out.
How do you say hello in Albanian? I'm just curious.
Hello. Sije.
Sije.
Mirdita.
Mirdita?
Mirdita.
Okay. Sije.
Sounds good.
Mirdita? Because that's, I know Spanish. It's and that's a wildly close. Are the languages similar? Because I feel like it might be. Also, how'd you know my nickname in high school?
Ozzy, I did want to ask about, now that you are in New York, what is that? How is it adjusting for you and your family? I also.
Was your family here already?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
My family lives here for 10 years.
Oh, that's great. Oh,
wow. My wife, my son born last year. So.
Oh, awesome.
Congrats. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, thank you.
Great. So I did hear this note about you, a little rumor. I apparently you are a huge fan of Dunkin' Donuts.
But not the coffee, just the donuts.
Donuts, yeah.
You just
donuts.
Like...
Not only Dunkin' Donuts, you know, Krispy Kreme.
Okay.
I got to be honest, you don't look like a big donut fan.
I don't know.
You look like you smell the donut and that's it. I look like I eat the donut. Yeah. Don't agree. Don't agree so quickly, honestly.
You look a little bit like Boston cream. Yeah. I look.
Yo, you got a nice cream filling, Alexa.
Wow.
We make a nice commercial to donuts.
That'd be a good...
A very plump donut.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Sick Ansi burn. Yeah. I love it.
Roasted by Ansi Angoli.
That's
donuts, that didn't become a part of your training back in Azerbaijan, did it?
Yeah. My wife visited me when I used to play there. She visited me... every month, I mean.
Yeah, okay.
Every month she comes, she stay 2 weeks, 3 weeks. So anytime she come, I say, don't forget the donuts.
Don't forget the donuts. I'm not letting you in the house if you don't bring it.
Yeah. This is the best advertisement for Dunkin' Donuts.
That's for sure.
How is this not your spokesperson? He called his wife and said, don't forget the donuts. I know, I haven't seen you in a month. Don't forget them donuts.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. What's your favorite donut? Can I guess? You said Boston cream.
Boston cream is good.
I was going to suggest Boston cream. All right.
Boston cream is good.
Okay.
Glazed also.
It's not too sweet. I feel like Boston cream is just like, the filling is like, is too much, at least in my opinion.
Yeah, of course you would think that. I think it's perfect. We got to take it to Donut Pub. We got to take it to Donut Plant. So many great donut places here in New York.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I guess, boutique donut places. Yeah. That's the best way to...
Hipster donut
gourmet,
places.
Yes, gourmet donut places. I don't know if those are a little too fancy for you, but I think it's, you know, it's something you should consider.
Nah, for me, it's no problem. If you do donuts, it's okay for me.
Okay,
no
fried dough. Let's get it. Absolutely. Let's
doesn't matter the brand, you know? Donuts.
Yeah, donuts. That's all you want. Me and you could be best friends. I don't know if you know this. Except I dip mine in coffee. You're not just a big soccer fan. You're also a big boxing fan. If you didn't play soccer, was there another sport that you think you would have excelled in?
I never think about that, you know? But I like you say, I like too much watching box. Mm-hmm. Anytime I have the chance, you know, because we normally we play Saturday mostly of the fights they are Saturday, but when I have the chance to watch box, I watch it.
That looks great.
I like this middleweight.
You like middle
more actions, you know?
Yeah, they do. They throw the hands off.
They throw, yeah, fast. So
the heavyweights are too late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One punch, finish.
I like the guys who weigh like 110 pounds. It's just like two school kids in a fight. You know, it's amazing.
That's why he's always on World Star.
Just watching high school fights. Yeah, how many people get fat shamed by legends?
Weirdly, it's odd that you're proud of it.
Hell yeah, dude. I printed that out and I put it on my fridge.
So, thank you, Ansi Angoli, for joining us. That was
incredible.
That was really dope. Next up, this best of... I'm realizing this show is a lot more global than I originally thought.
We're international superstars.
Okay. And we'll be talking about some of our stories out in Japan. So we'll be back after this. Yes, I was in Japan for a little bit.
You were.
Okay.
But the show still went on.
The show does not stop.
Nah, it doesn't matter where you are, bruh. You get the internet, you're on the show.
That goes for anybody who wants to be on the show.
You heard?
You got an AOL.com email?
Yeah.
You on the show.
You good. Hotmail, spell, mail. All right, then that's not the website I own. All right, you can still be on the
but
show.
But no, but while I was in Japan, I got to, learn about the culture.
You shared the culture with us.
Exactly.
All and I did what I normally do to cultures, which is disrespect it.
So I got to try a really cool beverage.
Yeah.
And here's the story about it.
Terrible name. You're out there eating nothing but sushi? What are you eating out there?
The good old days. I've been having, I haven't had anything, I would say specifically Japanese, but a lot of the snacks I've been having are weird, right? So this is Kalpis soda, which is a weird white substance that it's oddly sweet, and I don't know what the actual flavor. It doesn't seem like it's a real flavor.
All right, well,
weird Japanese snacks.
We're definitely going to talk a little bit more about you drinking cow piss right after this.
A few weeks later. Algunas semanas después.
Speaking of Japan, I don't know. We didn't prepare this, but we have the cow piss is here.
Oh!
can we have someone bring it? Dan, do you mind bringing me that? So this was the drink that... Thank you. Thank you. Cheers.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
Here it is. Just a warm bottle of cow piss.
So this was the drink that I had in Japan and that we were talking about when I called in from Japan. And it's called cow piss soda.
Can I ask
soda.
You, what made you... Just from seeing this, what made you want to drink this liquid? Because I can tell you what it looks like to me, but I have a feeling it's going to be bleeped.
It is. So it's apparently a yogurt drink.
It's a murky, white, milky. Imagine you put water and milk and it became one. Okay. There's a term for that.
Well, we were making.
You're saying it in your head, guys. Just as you're watching.
We don't have to say anything, okay?
Like, you're gonna say this out loud, and whoever you live with is gonna be like, "Wait, you want me to go over there?" Do you get me?
So this
things change when you become a television show, folks. Also, we got in trouble during one of the breaks for the 90 minutes running around. So we're gonna drink this.
So yeah, let's.
Is this bubbly?
I'm about to find out.
Hey.
Okay, yeah, there's a little seltzer in there. Look, a little carbonated.
All right. It okay. smells kind of like Sprite. Oh, okay. God, it pours just like it, too. I called my doctor once because mine came out like this. I'm not making that up. She told me I drank too much water.
Oh, okay.
She said, also, Google before you call my service. It's a true story. She's like, please don't call me telling me that your discharge is water.
Anyway, this is a yogurt-based soda.
That's what they want you to think.
Cheers, okay. This should be on Drinks with Binks, I think.
All right. It tastes like Sprite.
Yeah.
Just drink Sprite. Yeah.
It's a little.
Why are you drinking?
It's kind of Sprite. Yeah. Yeah. It's a soda-y yogurt flavor.
I get the yogurt. It's some strangely in the back of the throat is where you get the flavor of it.
Okay, this is probably our most disgusting segment, I believe, if I have to say.
I would agree with you. You're the one who brought this up.
It was it. We had to use it, okay, before it went bad in 2085.
That's right. I'm surprised they don't distribute this in tissues. There's no reason to put this in a bottle.
Yeah, look at this. A little throwback Thursday to some cow piss.
It is somewhat refreshing.
Yeah, it's popular in Japan. Look, they had it everywhere.
Oh, my God. Dude, it's really high in protein. No, I'm joking. That one I made up. I can't read the nutrients. It's all, like, in Japanese.
It's all Japanese. All right. I'm glad we got to this. This is definitely great television. We'll be back with more cow piss after this.
A few days later. Algunos días después.
I just want to point this out.
Yeah, this is true.
After we had posted the video of us trying the cow piss, we posted it on right. Instagram. Guess who liked the video? Kalpis! Kalpis liked the video!
The corporate account was like, wait a minute, did you joke about semen for 7 minutes straight? Well then, click. Love it!
You get a double tap.
Who's read our marketing decks, huh?
So, great synergy there, which was lovely.
Wait till I go to Bulgaria and try a great drink named horse poop.
Doesn't even sound like a beverage, to be honest.
Oh, cow piss? It's refreshing? Why is it so white?
Yes, cow piss is the new official drink of the Cooligans. But that was a cool experience. And the drink is not that bad.
That's right. No, it was actually very good. Well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe we try it. Maybe we'll see.
It feels uncomfortable to like it.
Yeah, 100%.
That's the weird issue.
But when we come back, oh, man, we've got so much, including me being a model.
Welcome back. Watching the best of the Cooligans.
Right. And you're probably thinking, hey, Alexis, why are you even there? Shouldn't you be walking on a catwalk, being that you're a model? You're exactly right. I should, but I retired, so I'm back.
Yeah, Alexis has that great ability of read viewers' minds.
That's right. I was just, what do they think when they see me? And I think model, you know? I was also thinking before model, but I wasn't going to say anything. You know?
But yeah, so while we do this show, we don't always prepare exactly what we're going to talk about. And sometimes things come up that need a little further explanation.
Sometimes the story of our youth pops up, and the other person is like, wait, what? And that's what happened.
Slow down. Stop the show. Cameras off.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, can we get on cameras on one person right now?
So this happened about Alexis's modeling career. So let's watch.
Don't
that.
Laugh until you see it.
And today happens to be the final day of Hispanic Heritage Month.
Buddy,
Alexis,
we did it. We survived another one.
We did it. Good. We can celebrate now.
Nice. We could release the doves. What happens at the end?
That's right. And our doves have neck tattoos.
That's right. And by the way, when we say release, we mean give them back the clothes they came in with and they're back.
But no, we got some gifts as a show of appreciation for Hispanic Heritage Month, I think.
Who knows? It's an unboxing. We don't know what's inside. We never know what's inside. Why don't you open up yours first?
Okay.
It's a little smaller.
Let's get this one going. All right. This is...
I'll start this, just in case there's like a note in here of some sort.
Okay. All right. This says... Okay, I know who this is from. This says, hello, Christian. Congratulations on the show and wish you much more success. Your passion for the game will take you anywhere you set yourself to. Please accept this humble gift as it is our first soccer-inspired product with the sale of every watch. So this is a watch. With the sale of every watch, we donate soccer gear to kids in need. Any help you can provide to drive our mission forward would be greatly appreciated.
We would love to help you wearing this watch.
This is from Foot Love. Foot Love, the watch company. I've seen.
Now, I don't wear watches.
Why not?
Because my grandfather always said, never show somebody else what they don't have. And when he passed away, he never wore a watch. So in his honor,
wow.
I don't wear a watch.
So on top of watches, it's also what? Like
vegetables. He said, don't you dare.
Don't show affection, care, or respect for any other human being.
Emotion or for the people who wear watches.
This is pretty cool. Okay.
All right, you open that. Oh, I know what this is.
All right. This is the box for Foot Love.
Look at this.
All right, let me open this.
While you open that.
Oh, okay.
Look at this. We were just tweeting about these guys. Oakland Roots, if you don't know, what size is this? This feels like it's, it's a medium.
This is wild.
It's just a watch. What do you mean it's
no,
wild?
No, but it comes inside like a soccer ball.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
This is incredible.
Well, you open that. I mean, here we go. Oakland Roots. If you don't know, this is a lower league team, NISL. Dude, these guys are doing some incredible things. They have a video of their players just getting hyphy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Just dancing to blow the whistle.
I think that's
it's the most Oakland...
Yeah, yeah. I think that's the trial for the players. They're like, they don't even check to see if they could dribble a ball or
it's
shoot.
Like, dude,
they're just
I can't
like, yo,
play.
Can you? It's a dance competition. Yeah. And then,
dude, I can't play soccer. It doesn't matter. You get lit on the dance floor.
So we know you got some skill. All right, look at this. This is incredible. Thank you so much, Oakland Roots. Thank you so much, Foot Love. This is dope. The watch comes inside of a leather bound soccer ball. Look at this.
Look at that. That's beautiful.
This is so fire.
I feel like you could use that as like a toiletry case after you're done with the watch. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Let me see the watch.
I love how Alexis is always thinking about the toilet.
You know what I mean? And we know sometimes I'll just use my pants, you know? Oh, this is beautiful. Well done.
Thank you so much, Flo. This is really cool. Appreciate it very, very much. I'll put this on. Let's see if I can get this on.
Shouts to Oakland Roots once again, dude. I can't wait to wear that hoodie.
Yeah, there's a lot of clubs, a lot of teams like
Forward Madison. There's so many clubs in the lower league that are just doing wild, cool stuff.
Exactly, and people are always sort of wondering like what you know because U.S. soccer, you know, we don't have promotion relegation, but like how is it that lower you know lower league clubs can stand out? And a lot of times it's like by having a unique
identity.
Be
a merch brand.
Selling dope like gear. Yeah. Like why not? Like why
Bug Eaters can do it. Oakland Roots can do it.
Why can't that be a part of like the because you see like people in like England rocking Oakland Roots stuff.
And also, and this is 100% true. Okay, this is all fact. I'm not making this up. Premier League merch tends to be trash.
Okay. All right. You're gonna.
It's true.
Some shots fired.
Think about it. When was the last time you saw like a really dope hat or a really dope, like sometimes the jackets, the warm up stuff, if you're willing to wear something a bit more athletic,
yeah,
it's cool. But just like lifestyle stuff, ain't that dope?
I agree. It's
okay.
Oakland
Roots has a much better merch game than Arsenal.
Okay, that's a bold statement. Right? Yeah. You're an Arsenal supporter.
And here's the thing. If you want to prove me wrong, just send it.
Yes, let's compare side to side.
What I'm saying is I'll wear this Oakland Roots hoodie, and you send me your best, and then Christian will tell me during a fashion show, which happens in between segments here, one's better.
Well, there's no reason why we can't have a Cooligans fashion show.
There is absolutely no reason why we can't. Did you know I was the vice president of the modeling club in high school?
Okay, let's break this down because this one, first of all, this seems like a lie, okay?
Yeah, 100% true. I will bring in my yearbook.
Okay, what were you modeling exactly? What is day-to-day, day-to-day, what is... What is a meeting like at the modeling club?
Me and a bunch of hot ladies. Okay. And it was me and like two other boys. And we were suggested that we join the modeling club because if they didn't have enough numbers, they wouldn't be able to do their show.
Got
so
it.
The girls were like, yo, it would be great if you joined. I was like, all right, let's do this. It was just me and a bunch of dope chicks. Yo, this is amazing. And then all of a sudden, they're like, who wants to run for vice president? I was like, yeah, I'll do that. And I won. I won the election.
Okay, dude. Yeah. By like a landslide.
First election, I won. And I didn't even try to like finagle my way to the top.
Okay. And so then, here's my favorite part.
Hold on. Okay. You know what the responsibilities are, the vice president of the modeling club?
What?
Not a goddamn thing. And honestly, I've never been more appropriately positioned for something in my entire life.
Okay.
And then you bought a bunch of clothes and you did a whole fashion show. Yeah. And that's when a bunch of cops, my friend was looking for his special shoes that he was going to wear with his suit in his car. And the cops, a bunch of undercover cops, like, they thought we were dealing drugs. And they looked through the whole thing. And my fat ass had to explain to this cop, no, no, sir, I'm a model. I almost got shot. I almost got beat and shot because I said, no, officer, I'm a model. And thank God I had the tickets to the model show. And the cop was so angry. He's like, hey, yo, Johnson, get over here. You'll never believe it. These kids are models.
Yeah.
And they're like, even the fat one? Apparently, he's the vice president.
Yes, because I'm sure he was just like, you know that lying to an officer is a felony,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Impersonating a model might be a felony. I just love that there were real drug dealers like a block away, like, get out of here, there's cops here. And they drove off with whatever it was these guys. I mean, I'm talking about like 8-9 Caprices. Just,
yeah, yeah.
It was wild. Dogs everywhere.
It's just incredible. You can't even be, you know, an honest model in Newark, New Jersey without somebody thinking that you're a criminal.
How dangerous is it to be a model in a city like Newark? Let me tell you, I almost died for the love of it. You know, it was the art.
All right.
Yeah.
Mr. Modeling Club.
That's right. I sashay into work every day.
Okay, look at that. I didn't realize he was this fierce.
I'd be smizing when he watched this show.
Letting these hoes know.
Okay. We were all rooting for you. That's all I know about that.
Yeah, that's all the modeling lingo we know.
I didn't stay in it long. I was too good. They asked me to leave.
So that was definitely a nice best of. A lot of fun. But next up, you can't have a best of show without Zlatan being mentioned.
Again. And right when we get back.
We'll be back. Welcome back to Cooligan's Best Of. You're crushing it because you're still tuning in.
Cooligan's Greatest Ever Of. That's what I'm going to call it.
Rename it.
Done.
So, like I said before, you can't have a Best Of episode without Zlatan being involved somehow. Because
somehow the dude creeps his way in.
The dude's a massive figure in world football. There was a statue recently built of Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
That's right.
In Sweden, it's grandiose. It's definitely fitting.
It's not subtle in any way, shape, or form.
So, and we talked about it on the show. So here is that Zlatan statue. Woo! A couple of things that we have to get to, but one of them was
couldn't get a tan this weekend. Somebody was throwing a lot of shade.
No. The statue that's causing a little bit of shade.
Yeah. Right?
We have to talk about Zlatan Ibrahimovic because he got a statue built, and you would think he would have had a statue built already.
Yeah, he
seems
also in his house. You think he would just have a statue?
Yeah, see, I'm sure hired somebody in LA to build one already for him.
Just put one in his bed. He's like, I want to sleep next to myself at all times. I don't know what accent that is.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic got a statue built
in Malmo,
where he's from in Sweden, and this is. It's a big deal for a lot of reasons because
it's a massive honor.
Because we don't have statues yet. We don't have bobbleheads yet, man.
Yo, come on, Nork. Give me a statue. Yo, we need a statue for Reggie Noble, aka Redman, and for me. Am I allowed to ask for my own statue? It seems kind of tacky.
I mean, as far as when it comes to Newark, I think that's how it works. Yeah. You know, you ask for a statue, you grease the right palms, but
look at Zlatan. Look how happy he is with his statue.
Yeah, but the reason this is a big deal is because Zlatan...
Because he's naked. The statue is practically naked, and they gave him...
It is weird. He has no shoes.
They gave the statue a very large bulge, okay? Did he meet Ali Krieger just before the statue was made?
But look, the statue is a little strange because he looks like he's like he just stepped out of a Russian bathhouse, right?
Yeah.
He's in these weird shorts that are like...
It looks like the police woke him up.
He's like, what do you want?
Oh, hands are up. What do you want?
What do you want from me? I'm not doing anything. But Zlatan has always talked about, and the reason he is as arrogant as he is mm-hmm. is because he talks about how difficult it was being, his parents are like
he's
his dad,
not Swedish.
He's not Swedish. Like
he's Swedish born, but he doesn't have a Swedish heritage.
Exactly. So his parents are from one from Bosnia and Herzegovina, and mom. I think from Croatia.
Oh, so you could just be from three countries now. That's pretty great.
So there's a lot of bloodlines there. But he talked about how the difficulty and racism that he had to like deal with.
Yeah, he has like the darker hair, the bigger nose. He got made fun of for all those things growing up. So he built that thick outer skin, which you could see on the statue. most of it, actually. He built that over years of sort of being ridiculed.
Exactly. And now he has a statue in Sweden, right? Yeah. Where he's from. So it's a big deal for him. And some people may feel he's a big old asshole, but he did a big old... Why did I say it that way? Yeah. But
can we cut that out so I can have that?
Some people feel he's a prolapsed asshole.
Some people, he's kind of a gape. You know?
Anyway, I mean, you decide where you fall on that.
Whichever one you want.
But it is a big deal. So congrats to him, at least to that, getting a statue. All right, Zlatan.
Like I'm not the only model.
No, you got a little competition.
I'll take you down, Zlatan.
Hopefully there's enough, space in the world for both of those egos. Right.
Wait till they do my shirtless statue.
Okay, we need a bit more bronze.
All right. We're going to work on it a little longer. Less less crinkling in the belly area.
Okay.
It's gonna be one big old piece.
Yeah, you're going to smooth that out.
Yeah, belly button's going to be a lot bigger. We all know that's all that matters.
So thank you for, again, sticking with us.
That's right. We got more, though.
We got more, though. So there'll be more after this. Oh, what's next?
We got MLS Cup, churros.
Churros.
Bootleg merch, baby.
Let's do it. Cooligan's best of, and you might be asking, why is he wearing that hat? Because it's the greatest hat ever.
We support your local bootleggers, okay?
That's right, because they need our help.
That's right. You know, they're just trying to feed their family that they make up every time you say you don't want to buy something.
So, yeah. So I think this is one of the more unique shows and unique clips because we were able to merge Major League Soccer and Churro Ladies.
That's right. What's more important than that subsection? that overlap on the Venn diagram is what we call our fan base, our demographic.
Okay. All the aunties, all the tias, right?
That's
there.
Right.
All right. So this is our MLS bootleg Churro Lady clip. Best of. No, we are excited to be here. We're excited to be back from Seattle.
That's it.
And thank you for tuning in.
I feel like
in.
Every episode we're back from a different location.
Sure. Yeah. We're in deep credit card debt.
Yeah. We owe a lot of bad people a lot of money.
I hope that's clear to everyone.
Join Gully Squad, everybody.
We need help.
We really need it.
So, welcome to the show. We are the Cooligans. We are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer show that you have ever.
Yeah, we better be. I mean, imagine you found another one. Ew.
Another comedian or another comedian who hosts a soccer show?
You know it would be trash. Don't do it. You got us.
Yeah, don't do that to yourself.
What more do you need? Grass ain't greener? And not just that, we're also the gulliest soccer show
that's
ever been on television.
So we're excited to, like I said before, we're excited to be back because we were just in Seattle for the Major League Soccer Cup.
And we got to the major.
That's what it's called. I'm not.
That's true. Also the MLS World Cup.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Based on some dope merch that was being sold outside by Hustlers, who also had no idea how dope their merch was.
They didn't know. They didn't know what the MLS Cup was.
No.
They didn't know what event was going on.
They don't know the World Cup exists. They don't know MLS Cup exists. But they know that if you put those words together, there's a picture of the hat right there.
Yeah, this is this was the bootleg merch outside. This is a good thing. I hope people.
This is a positive sign for American soccer.
Correct. When American soccer is getting bootlegged.
Yes.
At the biggest tournament for the first division out here in America,
right.
This is a good sign. So
I dare you to find a crackhead outside of the lacrosse championship game trying to sell you a bootleg hat.
That's right.
This is lacrosse World Cup. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen, all right?
Like, I knew we kind of made it. Remember when we were walking into Rebel Arena for the Gold Cup? And it was like a street dude who's definitely not Hispanic going, boletas, boletas. And I was like, hey,
okay.
He got Duolingo, the hood edition,
yeah,
to figure out what the Spanish word for tickets is.
You know, but when the diversity and the merging of cultures, because you need the Hispanic culture, you need soccer, you need somebody trying to scam you.
100%.
And when those cultures combine,
right.
That means that's a better America, honest.
That means we're taking steps forward. Next thing you know, the churro lady is going to be selling you tickets to games.
It's called inclusion.
Okay. Right. And you know what? That's the America I want to live in.
Yo, have you seen the churro lady getting arrested?
No, they're all getting arrested, yo. RIP to all our aunties out there who get dragged off the subway.
Disappointing.
For selling deep fried dough. One of the most American things you could possibly sell.
Exactly. Yeah.
Deep fried dough covered in sugar. What's wrong with y'all? How is that illegal in the NYPD? Oh, I'm sorry. You overdid the goodness?
Yeah. This is this shirt is a bit more like representative of what's going on nowadays.
That's right, yo.
Abolish ICE is going after churro ladies now.
Yo.
Is this necessary?
You know what? Deport me. Because I don't want to live in a world that doesn't have a churro lady in it.
Okay. I want to have cinnamon sugar flakes on my sweater.
Where else am I supposed to find? Hey, why is this so-called churro at 2 in the morning?
Is there not a heating device?
Oh my God! Anyway,
sorry,
yes.
we digress. How do we get to this? Bootleggers.
Bootleggers.
Right.
Look, it all makes sense. Yeah. But Seattle was incredible. Yes, congratulations to the Seattle Sounders.
Also, one of the most impressive marches to the match I've ever seen in my entire life.
Incredible.
And you know, they had a Macklemore concert before, so they tried to ruin it, obviously. They tried to find a way to get people out of the
Macklemore. So people do not know, Macklemore is a part owner of the Seattle Sounders.
I heard it was silent owner, and that's because they make him be silent. Just please, whatever you do, don't play your music.
Look, he got, I'll be honest, he got those white people lit.
Oh, yes,
the game.
He did.
They were hype for
the
game.
It was a lot of soccer dads out there, and a lot of them were tapping their toes. They were hitting those New Balances that you only buy if you go hiking. You know what I'm talking about? They were tapping those joints a little bit.
He put on a show.
Where you get them shoes, dog? Like, you know what I'm talking about? Those shoes that look like they're boots, but they have, like, the spaces missing so your feet can breathe. Where do you buy those? I want, like, it's going to be cold outside, but I want the top of my foot. Oh, no, it won't be cold because I'm going to wear socks with sandals
you
anyway.
You got to get them at, like, REI, right?
Or like Patagonia.
Patagonia,
right?
Yeah.
Hey, we're sorry your wife left you section of Patagonia.
I think there was something about, I had never been to Seattle before, but the city very much was about this MLS Cup where
Uber drivers, everybody.
Uber drivers.
People throwing the fish. They're 100%. They were wearing the jersey. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah, they were all into it, man. It was a, I think the closest thing was like when we were in Atlanta, but it still felt very new, right? Because this was the first time Seattle hosted MLS Cup when they were in it, because before it used to be
the neutral site.
Neutral site.
Yeah, and they hosted it before. So hosted, I think RSL won it.
Yeah, correct. But this was, the energy in the city was unbelievable. I mean, every single bar was full. The game was sold out, so people couldn't get tickets. There were watch parties.
Even the dudes that talk like they only watch NFL, you know what I'm talking about? Like they sound like they sexy. Only watch NFL.
Oh, yeah. Just,
or maybe they wear red hats during elections. Even those guys knew soccer was happening and were excited about it. You're here for the soccer game? It was actually exciting. I'm like, your tone suggested that the rest of this sentence wasn't going to be positive.
Okay. You have a very strong correlation between NFL fans and just straight up Trump lovers.
Well, I mean, if a soccer player knelt down, we wouldn't boo. So welcome to New America. Boletas. Boletas, boletas.
No, overall, the amount of support and love we got out in Seattle was
overwhelming.
It was unbelievable. We couldn't walk. Honestly, it was like every 5 to 10 minutes, somebody yelling Cooligans across the streets.
When they won, someone came up to us, like in the mid of cheering for their team just won MLS Cup, and they stopped us to be like, you have no idea how important your voices are to me, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, what? Why are you even... Why are you talking to me? Your team just won.
Also, you got catcalled by a woman.
A lady driving by in a car lowered the window and goes, Gulliet! It's you! And drove away. And I legitimately think she was one of the three Latinos I said lived in Seattle. She saw me, stopped me.
There was a fair amount, but it was good to see that the Latina support out there because it's just, they see you.
I got an eye poppy version.
Okay, she's proud of you.
She was also like in the back seat, so she had to tell someone to stop. Lower the window and goes, Goliath, it's you.
Lower the window, I gotta yell at this chubby dude. Yeah. And Martha, that's who you like?
What is that, her deli guy? The guy's lower the window.
We had never been to Seattle before. I don't expect everyone to know who we are, or I don't expect anything. Or to care. Nobody cares.
Or care.
It's fine. But I
certainly didn't expect anyone to be mad that we were there.
But we went, after the game was over, we went to congratulate some of our friends and just say, hey.
Siege, who just flew in.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Say, congratulations.
Kale, the princess of the show.
We wanted to just show them some love and be like, yo, we're here.
By the way, we're allowed, right? We have, oh, yeah, there's Brad Evans. Right,
oh, look
there.
At that, Brad Evans.
Right?
Brad was cool with us.
Yeah, Brad was fine. But we had press passes that say we can go anywhere we want but the field.
Yeah.
So we went where we wanted. And it was not the field. So we went into the ECS section to say congrats, a lot of hugs.
But we were not.
High fives.
Yeah, we were not, well, we're not allowed, really allowed to be there. The
I mean,
supporters.
No, no, no. We're allowed to be there.
No,
we're 100% allowed to be
we're
there.
We're not allowed to be there.
We're allowed to be there.
I don't know why.
I got documents that say I'm allowed to be there.
We learned very quickly we're not allowed to be there. I mean, we it was more of them than us. So.
A couple people had a problem with it. Yeah. But first, we got splashed with some water.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's what a weird way to celebrate, by splashing water directly at us, right? Normally, you throw it up in the air, right? But clearly, someone must have been going crazy.
Yeah.
And then it happened again.
Yeah.
And what I realized, it was somebody who was splashing water around someone else, which is like, there's a word for it.
Yeah, it wasn't like somebody came up directly at us, like we were like at a nightclub and a girl's mad at a guy.
Yeah. It wasn't that. It wasn't that. It was like around somebody else, which is kind of like it's a bitch move. Can I say that? Am I allowed to say that?
I mean, it wasn't particularly polite. I'll say that.
But it's also like, it's so immature.
It was very mature.
Dog, you just won. You know what I mean? Aren't you excited?
Yeah.
So then I realized after the second one, like, oh, I think that was on purpose.
Yeah.
And you had said, like, I don't think they really like media here. Yeah. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, well, they're going to love us, right? Because we're not media. You know, we don't take anything seriously. Yeah. Right? And then someone came right up to my face and said, you're not welcome here. And that's when I got the message. It was right at that moment, I think. She was very authoritative.
Yeah.
And I was like, I get it. And to be honest, I do.
Yeah.
You just won. This is your chance. This is your moment to celebrate. You don't want people that are, you know, media or here under other, you know, fans of other teams or whatever. We shouldn't be there. I get it. So I was like, uh-huh. I got it. And she goes, now. And I'm like, yeah. I heard you. And she goes, you're not welcome here. I'm like, you said it. And I agreed. And she goes, you need to leave. I go, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought this person was going to follow us the whole way out. You know?
At least I'll say this. I was.
Here we go. Here's a segment I like to call Christian taking the middle ground.
No. It was for people to throw water on us. It's just like, all right, man. Just like,
it's corny.
Yeah, it's corny. It's like,
yeah, corny.
Tell us to leave.
Just like one of your chances. And I'm not going to tell you which one. It's going to burn a hole in your brain.
So that part was frustrating. So outside of that, everyone at ECS was incredibly welcoming. Again, like we were saying,
everyone else
stopped us. People did literally stop us. The dude, Jacob, in the middle of the street screamed,
you're not welcome here. No. He was like, yeah. He was, he walked out and he was like, yo, I can't believe I get to meet you guys.
Yeah.
He said, the next thing he says is, I live on a boat. And yeah. We're like, uh-oh.
And this is not on screen right now. This is not Jacob. This is Sammy the Sounder.
Yeah.
Sammy the Sounder, also happy to meet us. Yeah. Very, very lovely.
Splash us with his blowhole.
All right.
Yeah.
Churro lady, the hero, our hero.
We saved her.
We saved.
We did it by buying a bootleg hat.
That's right. MLS World Cup champs. Congratulations, Seattle Sounders.
Yeah, you did what no one thought you could do or what you're legally not allowed to do.
So we'll be back with more Best Of, Cooligan's Best Of, after this, guys.
Maybe we're just too amazing at this.
Okay, sure. That's
Have
good.
You thought about that?
What a way to come back to a television show. You come back and it's just like, everybody's like, oh, I wonder if they're going to talk about how incredible they were. And they're like, oh, whoa.
This isn't the mediocre of. This is the best of.
This is the best of.
And after watching it with you guys, I agree with you. We're amazing.
That's right. So thank you for joining us on this Cooligan's Best Of adventure.
That's right.
We had a great time. And this is the show. This is what
we do.
Soccer. Comedy.
Churro ladies.
Okay.
Bootleg merch.
Okay.
Cow piss.
Those are our next guests, the churro lady. So with that said, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
And together, what are we? The Cooligans!